Texte numéro 46. I've been reading more dystopian fiction than ever during the corona crisis. For the first time in my life, I am living with restricted liberties. Living in the midst of a pandemic has left me with a disturbing sense of unreality, where everything that was once familiar and comforting, like going to a nice restaurant or a bookstore, has morphed into a potential death threat. I once found my home a respite, but being forced to stay inside all day has increasingly turned it into a source of anxiety. Perversely, I have found that the best way to cope with this experience is to delve into dystopian fiction. My usual diet of light escapist literature has been replaced by books featuring bleak futures, where people are forced to face new, devastating realities wrought by climate change, pandemics, totalitarian governments, or technology. Choose your own misadventure. Other kinds of novels now seem irrelevant. Why would I read about a bunch of friends who go on holiday together when no one knows when they will be next allowed to leave their home, let alone the country? I have always been fascinated by dystopian fiction and the way it aims to examine society's problems and inequalities through a catastrophic lens. In many cases, dystopian stories are cautionary tales that force us to re-examine and ponder our own actions and place in the world. Now, though, I reach for them because I want to see how characters behave when their freedoms are taken away from them. I want to know what choices they make when they lose their jobs, their livelihoods, and their friends. Dystopian fiction helps us think through what reality could be like and shows us how people might cope with adversity. Last week, I picked up the book of The Unnamed Midwife by Meg Ellison, about a woman trying to survive in a world devastated by a sudden plague that kills most of humanity but leaves male survivors outnumbering female by a ratio of 10 to 1. As far as dystopias go, this one is positively apocalyptic, yet I can't put it down. The characters exist in a lawless world, and there seems no point to life other than survival. Yet the protagonist's courage gives us hope. If she can survive the worst of all situations, surely we can too. Dystopian fiction is at once an escape from reality and a lesson-learning exercise. What kind of society do we want to emerge from this? And what individual and collective action must be taken in order to achieve that? Despite narratives centering around catastrophic events, dystopian fiction does not offer a prophetic look into the future. It exists, we should remember, to show us a way out. Adapted from The Guardian, April 2020.